mind started to flashback to another hot place. 110 in the shade. And then as I gazed out at the Potomac with my eyes glazed over, I could almost hear the voices. The voices that haunt me in the night. The voices that remind me of the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Crying Tree, 1967. We were getting near the drop zone. That's right, airborne, death from above. I was sitting there by the door, looking at all the men. I could smell the stink of fear. I said, man, 5 minutes, we go. We go on green. A fixed static light. Lebrowski, how come you're still sitting? He said, I'm scared, Sarge, I can't get up. My torso is bonded to the bench. Fortunately, I was used to the new men, the green ones, being terrified on their first jump. So I had a spatula in my back, and I went over and I removed his torso, reminding myself to cover the seats with cornstarch the next time to keep that unpleasantness from happening. Dombrowski said, Sarge, can I ask a question? I said, what is it, Dombrowski? He said, how come we always yell, Geronimo, when we jump out the door? I looked at him, I said, because it would sound silly if we yelled, cup the bag, when we yell out the door. I don't know, this has a more musical, I don't know, Dombrowski, it's just the way it's always done. What are you asking me stupid questions like that for? All right, a fixed static light, stand in the door, ready to go on green. I'm waiting, the pilot's getting ready to give me the thumbs up sign. We're all watching that light for the green light. When Dombrowski starts freaking out. I said, Sarge, I can't go. I just can't go. I said, let me tell you something, Dombrowski. You're going to go off. I have to throw you out the door. You're going. There's no one on the jump that doesn't say, I'd rather not. I'll pass. I'll go back with the pilots. We eat with you at the mess hall. No way. You go. He said, but I can't. I just can't. And in defiance of a direct order, he unclipped his static line. He went running down the plane. The only thing was he tripped and fell right out the open door without a chute. I said, my God. I unclipped my static line, and I dove after him. He was spinning end over end, arms and legs flailing through the air. I dove in a scream like a Mark Spitz type of dive. I said, all right, Dombrowski, hang on to my ankles. We'll both go down on my chute. I felt him grab my ankles. And then I hit the silk. Sure enough, we were going down a little faster than normal, but still at a safe rate of speed, so we wouldn't be splatted when we hit the ground. Dombrowski's gone, oh God, I thought I was dead, Sarge. Thank you, Sarge. Oh God, I thought I was dead, oh God. I said, shut up, Dombrowski. You get on my nerves. You know that? You are stupid. You do stupid things. He said, no, I don't, Sarge. I don't hear you. I said, yes, you do. I mean, Dombrowski, you're so stupid you couldn't find your behind with both hands. He said, well, yes, I can, Sarge. Look at this.